Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Jericho Woods, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place, Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Yeah, never end. The lease is due, and the bills keep coming in. I kiss my girls at night, in the morning do it all again. And I'll be smoking that Monday morning cigarette, and it will mean I'm back to work again. Guess I have unmade a chance, I'm down to think it all of this will ever end. Monday morning cigarette. And I'll be smoking that Monday morning cigarette. Na 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 na. Guess I have unmade a chance. Sometimes I'm thinking all of this will never end. Monday morning cigarette. Na 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 na. Monday morning cigarette. Na.
You know, my parents say that I stood up in my crib and sang Osborne Brothers songs and Ralph Stanley and Bill Monroe songs and Grateful Dead songs and Beatles songs, because it was all the same at my house. You know, uh-huh. Good music. There was no genres. It was good music.
And it was weird. My mom always sang harmony with the radio. She never sang the lead. She always sang the harmony. So even though I sing lead, I'm more comfortable sometimes singing harmony.
You know, and bluegrass bands would be like, we're going to call on Paul to sing a number now. I'm like, man, I'm going to start singing a harmony part. There's a sweet dissonance, if you will, in good harmony singing. And it's the flaw of humans. You know, it's not
like
perfect.
The speakers go, it's like Aretha in like the old Muscle Shoals recordings, where when she would really get on it, you could hear it. You could hear the ribbon in the microphone was kind of like crackling, you know.
We're pretty obsessed with that whole thing, that whole Muscle Shoals thing. We're very, very influenced by the Allman Brothers Band. The first band we ever talked about when we got together, we were sitting in Josh's garage on Mark Twain's birthday. That was no accident. In 2013, and we talked about the E to Peach record for 3 hours. Because I think Blue Sky may be the most perfect piece of music. We talked about the Allman Brothers and Little Feat.
My girl always knows just what I mean. She said, let's take a weekend out to sea. We can leave right now, be there by sundown, smelling that salt debris. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. We'll be right back.
It's just, my dad was an ag teacher, and my mom's a school teacher, my wife's a school teacher. You know, think about your industry in Lexington. Right now, it's horses. But now we're not teaching kids to farm anymore, necessarily, because there's fewer of those. You know, one farmer can feed so many more people than they ever could. In Kentucky, ag business and the industry, you know, is so widespread. If with an ag degree at UK, you can get a job in any county in Kentucky. You know, you can move to any city in Kentucky and find a, you know, a professional corporate job. There's over 100 ag programs in high schools in Kentucky, so it's super strong. It not in, you know, our largest cities, and where we still have ag programs. There's one of the best programs in the state, most highly technical programs, just was started here in Fayette County. So it's still a big deal.
Did you major in ag then at UK?
I majored in agriculture at Western.
At Western, okay.
And taught for 13 years and then quit to play music full-time.
Uh-huh.
And then just recently took a position as the director of the Kentucky FA Leadership Training Center, which is the FA camp.
Okay.
You'll never be famous in your hometown. I knew you before your song made a sound. A little league captain and a high school class clown. Can't be famous in your hometown. Some folks are never gonna understand. Walk out on a good job for some country band. Leave money on the table and make a new plan. Some people just can't understand that it's hard to be someone in the middle of nowhere. There's folks here who love you, but most don't have time to care. Say, get you a real job, take care of your. It's hard to be someone in the middle of nowhere. As long as my wife and my kids still love me, it won't ever matter if I play on TV. They approve of the man that I'm trying to be. As long as they still love me. And it's hard to be someone in the middle of nowhere. Folks here who love me, Lord, it's hard to be someone in the middle of nowhere. It's hard to be someone in the middle of nowhere.
We are so happy for so many people coming out of Kentucky. The guys, the East of 75 guys, take care of each other, and it's very commendable. But we're from West of 65. So where we come from, we are the scene. There are no other bands.
The heartache that Eastern Kentucky feel from the loss of coal and things like that, you know, our folks feel the same thing from losing tobacco as a cash crop.
Tobacco's gone at home, so it's changed.
And there's no industry. And I think there was once, and it's been a few years ago, but the Courier Journal rated, Brett County was rated number one in the state for daily commute to work. You know, people were on the road for an hour, 2 hours a day to go to their job. So when you think about working 8 to 10 hours and then driving 2 hours and sleeping a few hours, there's so much to be happy about where we're from. But at the same time, it takes the community to make you feel great about it, because it would be real easy to go, man, there's nothing here. And I actually wrote a song on a solo record called Buzzards Flying Over Town. And
it's a chipper one.
But people like totally got it. They're like, you're right. Yeah. You know, we've got a Walmart, and next county has a Kroger, and there's no mom and pops.
We have the only regular Walmart left in the world. It's just one of the small ones.
Oh, it's not a super Walmart that does groceries
and everything.
No,
it's a regular Walmart.
Just regular.
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 Your grandma calls it the Walmarts.
Walmarts.
In the mirror.
Daniel Berry says it best. You know, we have kind of got things backwards. I think in our quest to find ourselves in music, you know, at our age, we've really kind of tried to find, identify everything else about ourselves. And I love living on the family farm, and I love that it's hard to get to a grocery store, but that's okay. I live on 165 acres that my dad and my aunt still own the farm, and then he has another 125 acres just right up the road. And Paul lives on his wife's family farm.
I don't even know how many acres it is, but it's a pretty place, great place to hunt. Where Josh lives, it's row croppable, and there's ridges, but it's not real knobby. Now, back where I live,
it looks like Wolf County.
It looks like Wolf County or Pap County. And you get over where my mom's people are from, it looks like a baby version of the gorge. It's all cliffs and creeks. So geographically, Breckenridge County is really interesting because you got everything from river bottoms to big hollers. So it's a neat place, you know, it's a neat place.
I've been putting lots of miles in between us. I've been chasing down those big jobs on the road. Seen a lot of pretty places, but I miss those little faces, and I'll be pulling in the drive before too long. Cause I've been driving all night, but I ain't got home yet. I'm trying to meet that old familiar sunset. Got two I miss you daddy messages on my phone. I'm trying to get back to my old Kentucky home. I love to see the shores of California. And Texas is as big as they all say. And the mountains out in Colorado, will I trade them all for bluegrass any day, every day? Cause I've been driving all night, but I ain't got home yet. I'm trying to beat that old familiar sunset. I got three I miss you daddy messages on my phone. I'm trying to get back to my old Kentucky home. Tonight, you won't have to sleep alone. Weep no more, my lady, cause I'm finally back in my old Kentucky home. Yes, I'm finally back in my old Kentucky home.
Jericho Woods for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com Lexington.
Let's give it up one more time.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Josh, Paul, Anna, Aaron, and Will, Jericho Woods, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Chef Craig Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.